Welcome back to the Graham Stephan Show. My name is Graham, and welcome to my show. And today we're going to be talking to someone who works at a bank, made a YouTube video talking about maybe some other banks you shouldn't be mentioning, and nearly got fired for doing that. So he wants to know whether or not he should be pursuing YouTube and if that's worth risking his job over. So let's bring him on and see what's going on. So Nicholas, welcome to the Graham Stephan Show. What's going on?
Not much, man. What's going on with you?
Not much. So what is the topic of today?
Okay, so my story is a little bit different. I'm 19. I'm actually a loan officer and a banker over here in Springfield, and I'm working on getting my license to do annuity investments.
Okay.
So I have a lot of people that are my age or, you know, a little bit older than me here in the Midwest that don't have, like, you know, basic banking knowledge, information about credit cards and stuff like that. And, you know, I obsess over my job. Like, I love my job so much. But what I started realizing is that there's stuff like that are outside of my job, like the same products but elsewhere, that can, you know, sometimes be beneficial to people. And so it's been like kind of a struggle sometimes to, like, oh, you want to build your credit? Yeah, I have, you know, a secured credit card here that's going to charge you an annual fee, and not be like, yeah, go to Capital One and get their secured credit card, which is not going to charge you an annual fee, right?
You're right. So okay.
That's been like a moral fight inside me. So I saw one of your videos. It's like, yeah, I started my YouTube channel on my phone. You know, if you want to do it, just do it. So I did it, right? Mm-hmm. And I was posting, like, you know, not well-made videos, but just whatever to you know, educate some people that are my age or, like, basic banking things, basic things about credit, a lot of focus on credit, really.
Right.
And I posted a video the other day after I was trying to come up with some new topics, trying to explain, hey, if you don't have any education with banking, you need to do research on your own before you go and talk to a banker. So that way you can be, you know, educated, because bank people are still sales floor associates.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to explain that, but I did it poorly. But I posted it and I was like, you know, it's not like anybody's really going to see it. It's not that big of a deal. And then within 45 minutes, the biggest FA in the company, you know, texted my boss and was like, yo, you need to fire this guy.
Wait a second. So wait, let's back up for a second. What is the video on?
The video was on YouTube.
Yeah,
the video was on YouTube. I had to take it down because, you know, my branch manager texted me to take it down. But the video was on my YouTube channel, and I was walking my dog.
In the video?
And I was just like,
what was it? Yeah, explain the video. I want to tell me about the video. I just want to hear it.
Yeah. So the video started with me just, like, walking, you know, my dog, and I was like, yo, here's what I'm trying to do with the channel, because I feel like I'm a bad copycat of, like, Nate O'Brien or Credit Shifu or Graham. And then I was, like, explaining that. And I was like, hey, so I've been trying to make this video, like, 3 times. It just kept not coming out well. So I just wanted to chat. I was like, so whenever you go to a bank, you know, they're not always going to be able to give you the best products and solutions, because they can only give you the ones they have to offer. Not to say that they're not going to be beneficial to you, but there could be potentially better offers elsewhere. But I didn't word it as, like, elegantly.
Yeah.
And then I stitched in a clip from Wolf of Wall Street in there as well to kind of, like, add some humor, which didn't add humor. It actually made it bad. And so the FA texted my branch manager. So I spent the last, like, couple of days going through and, like, scrubbing any, like, mention of the bank that I work at from any of my social media. So that way they don't think that I'm representing the bank online. And I was just wondering, should I, like, continue making YouTube videos, or should
I
just quit?
So I still have more questions here. So first of all, I just want to say, I mean, I kind of found that funny. You know, I get the humor in that. Obviously, I see how your employer would not find the humor. I find the humor in that. I find that funny. If you guys find that funny too, make sure to hit the like button, of course. But how do they find the video that fast? I mean, that's like, your notification squad is, like, is intense to find a video that, how do they find a video that fast? Like, how many subscribers do you have in the channel? Or, like, you, like, how do they find it that fast? How do they even know?
Yeah, so
I went, like, 2 years without even my friends knowing I started a channel. So, like, how does your boss find it in 45 minutes?
Yeah, so whenever I started my channel, I started on Instagram doing, like, these little chats and stuff, just, like, trying to do, like, little tidbits of knowledge, and I wanted to expand it to YouTube. And so I talked about it with the branch manager, and she's like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. You know, that's fine. Just make sure they don't mention the bank anywhere, because I can't represent the bank while I'm online, especially when I'm talking about other banks' products.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay. And so I made that video, and because I got the approval from the BM, I share it on my personal Facebook and my my business Facebook for my Instagram every time that I post one. And so people on Facebook will go through and see it as well, because, you know, they're not, you know, supporting me by subscribing to me, but they'll click on my video on Facebook. And so, you know, I only have 17 subs. And for the FA, who I'm not friends with on Facebook, to text my branch manager within 45 minutes of it being uploaded, I was like, how is this happening? Because the video itself had gotten more views in 45 minutes than most of my other videos too. So I was like, this thing was picked up instantly, and then an FA saw it, and then I could be potentially be fired.
What was the title? Is it like, what banks aren't telling you the truth? Scam revealed.
Yeah.
2019
yeah.
must watch. You know.
So the video was titled "A Walk with Nick, Episode 1: The Truth About Bankers."
It was. Oh my god! I was kidding about the truth. Pyramid scheme.
And the thumbnail had Leo DiCaprio and Matthew McConaughey from Wolf of Wall Street on it.
Yeah.
And me in the middle.
Okay. But you could see why your employer would not be proud of that video. I mean, I find it funny. I get it, but I could understand why your employer would be like, "This is not acceptable for you to be doing." I get it. Like, I understand their point of view. I don't necessarily agree with it, but I understand their point of view.
Yeah, and so, like, I totally got it, too. You know, like, I had watched it, I edited it, and then I watched it after I edited it. And, like, you know, it was later at night, and I was like, whatever, you know, I'll just upload it. I'm trying some new stuff out, you know, maybe they'll find it funny, whatever. And I make, you know, I saw them, as soon as I got the text message, I was like, well, crap, this is not good. That they are reacting this way, and so I
you gotta have someone. You gotta have someone else you trust review your videos before you post it. But anyway, okay. So that's done. Then what happened exactly?
Yeah. So I started getting, you know, all these text messages from my boss, and she's like calling me. And you know, my boss is great. She's like got my back. She's had my back since I met her. You know, the day I turned 18, basically trying to set up a retirement account.
Nice.
And she offered me a full time job, and so. She has my back. So she's like, I need you to make sure that, like, if this guy contacts HR because he bleeds the company's color, you need to scrub everything of, like, any job mentions, anything about our branch, anything that you have on your personal social media account, just make it gone. And so I did, you know. That was, like, a big deal for me, right, that I didn't want to get fired. Because I just bought my first house, and I make, you know, 40 grand a year, which in the middle of Springfield at 19 is pretty decent.
Yeah.
And I'm like gearing up. I want to start my own credit management firm. And so that's what I'm focusing on, is like getting everything, all my gears together so that I can start my own credit management firm. But I'm still working. I'm trying to make videos, and I go to school. And I want to drop out of school because you don't have to have a degree to start your own business. And takes way too much time.
Yeah.
But I'm like, should I even keep making YouTube videos, or should I just wait until I leave the bank?
That's a tough one. So they're not firing you, correct?
They're not firing me, no.
Okay. Are you worried about this video? Potentially, I know you haven't, you know, mentioned the bank or anything like that, but are you worried that maybe someone might recognize your voice and hear this? You know?
I thought about that, like, you know, on the way back home to talk to do this. And I was like, you know, I don't think that they would fire me over this, as long as the, you know, there's no name slips or anything of the bank. And they, you know, because they're not doing anything that's wrong. What they were doing is a potential knee-jerk reaction for something that was misconstrued and was my fault. Like,
all right, I'm
just... It's not like it's their fault.
I'm just saying, I'm always a little cautious of stuff like this. But okay, I see your point. Here's what I would do, man. If you're going to make YouTube videos, you got to be very careful about what you say and use some common sense. I think with that video, you didn't use a lot of common sense on that. I agree with you, and I agree with what you're saying, but you can't say stuff like that when you work for a company that has its own priorities, you know? And you're going against basically what they're teaching you to say and do.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying that's the right thing to do or the wrong, you know, but it is what it is. You got to be very, if you choose to make YouTube videos, you got to be very careful. You got to filter yourself very carefully, and you have to be prepared that if, for whatever reason, something you say and you're like, you should get this no annual fee card, and this is a great card to start your credit, you got to be prepared to face those repercussions if, even if you do everything correctly, they say, well, listen, we don't feel comfortable with this, we have to let you go. Yeah, so anyway, otherwise, just be careful, exercise common sense, just be plan out what you're about to say ahead of time, really review it, think it through. Just imagine that you know, everyone is going to be watching this video, and what would they think? And that's what I do, too. Sometimes I make my videos thinking, like, everyone is going to watch this video. How do I want to portray myself, knowing that this person is going to be seeing this? Could be anyone. It could be, a boss or a family member, anybody. I just assume someone is going to see it. And make a video that you know they will approve of.
Yeah,
within reason. You don't have to censor yourself too much, but within reason, of course.
Yeah, my dad was calling me, and he's like, are you stupid? I'm like, what? And he's like, do you want your job or what? I'm like, yeah.
Of course
I want my job.
Be careful.
But,
anyway, man, best of luck to you. I really appreciate the call. Keep it up with YouTube. Just don't be stupid.
Okay.
Cool. Sounds good, man. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
You too, man. Bye.
Good luck. Bye. So with that said, you guys, thank you so much for watching. I really appreciate it. As always, if you have not hit the like button, make sure to hit the like button. Subscribe. Go and add me on Instagram. I post there pretty much daily, so if you want to be a part of it there, feel free to add me there. Also, before you leave, we got a Discord. We just set this up. So the link to that is in the description if you want to join the private Discord group. It's pretty cool. So anyway, make sure to join that. Link in the description. Thank you again for watching, and until next time.